All right, Paisim, B'chvayt Achsanya, the Rosh Hashiva, the Mashkiach. It's such a schus and pleasure to be in such a beautiful Malkum Torah, an unbelievable yeshiva. We know the Gemara tells us in Nida, on Daf Ayin Amud Beis, the Gemara brings what should a person do? If he wants to attain Chachma, the Gemara says, Yarbe b'yeshiva. You know, the Mishnah Novice says that a person is Marbe b'yeshiva, he's Marbe b'chachma. The question is, what is yeshiva? We call every yeshiva, obviously we all sit, there has to be something deeper than what we're doing in this makom called the yeshiva. Besides the Pasha Pshat, that for a person to attain any form of Chachma, he needs to be sitting, like Rashi says, by Talmidei Chachamim and learning from them in order to attain Chachma. It could be, I use the selling point with parents, I hope it's right. I used to tell, don't be afraid to send your son to yeshiva. Yeshiva is going to take your son and he's going to make him into a Meyushavdika person. It's going to make him into somebody who's settled. More, as we'll talk soon, more chilled. Whatever, I don't know if they like that word, chilled that much, but the Maisa will give him Yishuv Adas. And this is something, Moreover Rabbeisai, that I decided when I was going to speak in Yeshiva, that I would speak about the Inyan of Menuchas HaNefesh, the ability to be a settled person. It's probably one of the most important midas that a person could attain. It's probably one of the most central midas. And everybody in the world is looking for Yishuv Adas and Menuchas HaNefesh. I once bumped into a Talmud last year. I asked him, what are you up to? He said, Rabbi, I'm Jay Chillin'. I said, well, that sounds intense. What's Jay Chillin' mean? So he says, I'm just chillin'. So I said, so what does that, what does it mean to just chill? He says, Jay chillin', just Jay chillin'. To be in a mode of Jay chillin' seems to be the mode of the dar that we live in. You ask guys, Rabbi, how was Shabbos? We had a fat chill. We had a fat chill. We put down a fat chill. What's a fat chill? A skinny chill, an organic chill. We got all the chills in the world. And there's different, the sophisticated Olam, they won't use the word chillin' because they're more sophisticated than that. So they're in a mode, they're relaxing, vacationing, downtime. The Ganze Welt, you open up, I'm sorry, I'm not that prepared, and we have a lot of tapes here. Whatever I say, firstly, it's not to be disseminated. You open up a Mishpacha magazine. There's nothing wrong. We're not dealing. But he Pesach is it's the Sukkot. There's so much, and every page is filled with just this zone of just trying to find that Pesach vacation and Sukkot's vacation and Shavuot's vacation and this vacation and between February, they were Mechadish new vacation. I mean, we have new vacations. I never heard of half these vacations now. The Welt geht Moshugah. And we understand it because all of us love Menuchas HaNefesh. We all crave that Menuchas HaNefesh. The problem is when we associate Menuchas HaNefesh with Menuchas HaGuf, it is very important to understand that there is a role in Avodas Hashem of Abein Hazmanim. There's a role in Avodas Hashem to have downtime, but that's not what we're talking about in Menuchas HaNefesh. And I'll explain to you why. Because when you tie in your life Menuchas HaNefesh to physical relaxation and external factors, you have made one of the most grave mistakes in your Avodas Hashem. Menuchas HaNefesh is a midah. It's a midah. It's not something that you can go ahead and just potter up by doing something or by saying something. It reminds me, you'll find people all the time when they want to tell a guy, you know, just chill out. Just chill out. Relax. That's not the way midas work. It's not like, you know, just... I was once in a store with my wife. I have a nervous laugh, so this was a terrible mindset. It was horrendous. I actually went to a hat store, and this hat place, I didn't realize that they were not doing so hot anymore. I thought it was a big place, so I thought I'd get myself a spitzy hat. I go to this place in Brooklyn, and, you know, one of the workers says to probably one of the owners, he's getting a little fahitzed, he's getting a little anxious. He's like, why don't you just relax, man? Why don't you just relax? The other guy's like, you know, you get me so crazy when you say just relax. He starts bugging out. And meanwhile, I'm like, I just want to get a hat. I start shaking like a lulav. I'm laughing so hard. Because when you tell a guy, when you think that you're going to go ahead, and we do this all the time, we think midos are associated with just catchphrases. You know, the Chazon Ish in Emunah and Bitachon, when he discusses the Midah of Bitachon, he says that many people think you just say, and this is a debatable point, and I'm not getting involved in this, but we should just understand where this is coming from. People just say, I call it taif, everything's good, and that's Bitachon. And he said it's a mistake. Bitachon's a Midah. B'tochen's a midah. It's not just saying everything's going to be good. When a person has a deep-rooted understanding and he's worked on the fact that the Eibishter fears the Welt and everything that he does for us is l'tayv, whether or not it ends up being the way we wanted it to be, then you're on a whole different plane of existence. But it's not as simple as just saying things or doing things. It's a midah, and it takes work and time. We're in a dar of sometimes we think just a catchphrase is just going to go ahead and solve it. And there are good catchphrases. But that doesn't potter up the midah. And it's something that we have to first realize, and I'm just going to go through the chesreinus of associating menuchas hanefesh with just external things. You know, this is the dar since I got back to America. And again, as the Mashgiach says, sometimes I hear him say, "V'amech kulam sadikim." You know you're in trouble when he says that. That means I'm about to say something. "V'amech kulam sadikim." L'maisa, at the end of the day, everyone is a tzaddik. It's true. We're in a dar. At least this is what I noticed when I got back to America. That you have these bumper magnets in the back of the cars, and there's nothing wrong with this, guys. I never said, I'm Kaifer Bakol, by the way. I'm Kaifer Bakol. But I want to tell you something. That which it says, May Eagles on the back, Vaiter, that you can continue to write, May Eagles, all of those are okay. Let's say May Eagles. Let's say Yeshiva Aderes HaTayro. But then there's these other ones. And there again, okay, that's it. There we go. Put the brakes on Lashon Hara. Oh, so adorable. Why didn't the Chafetz Chaim think of that one? Write the whole Sefer. Just get a bumper sticker. Then this, Hashem loves me. Ooh, and sometimes they come in Yiddish. I mean, number one, it doesn't help it's on the back of your car. Like, you don't even see it. I mean, wait, who's... Like, and by the way, when you have a relationship with Hashem, I hope you don't do that for your wife, like on the back, like, oh, he loves me. I mean, that's your thing. This is our relationship. We think that we think that a midah called Avas Hashem that takes years. I mean, we shine them our butt. I mean, people, they're kumusin that have been spilled trying to figure out how to get Avas Hashem, how to get Avas Hashem, and we have bumper stickers. Of course, Hashem loves me. Yeah, he does love you, by the way. He does love you. But that's not the way that we're going to get to it. It doesn't come as simple as that. The Maharal says something deeper. He says, Amida, Maharal writes this in Pirkei Avos, on the Mishnah of Ezu Asher Samech Bechelke, Ezu Chacham Ha'alemim Kaladom. He writes that midos that are tied into external things. He's dealing with Ezu Asher Samech Bechelke. What is that? Why don't you say Ezu Asher, he has a lot of money? Ezu Chacham, he has a lot of Chachma. What do you mean Ha'alemim Mikaladom? He says a Merdik Yisoid. He says that any mida that's tied into external factors, that the moment that you remove that external factor, the mida is gone, that's a big fat hole in that mida. That means that this mida that you have is tied and connected into other factors. And that means that the mida is not really there. And the second that that's gone, your whole life is your whole life, that whole mida is shattered. I remember a chaver of mine told me that his shver is a well-to-do fellow. So he decided that for his son's bar mitzvah present, he's going to go ahead and fly my friend and his son to the Super Bowl. Now this was in, I forgot what year, that the Giants made the Super Bowl, the most current one. Okay. He flies him in a jet, in a private jet. As my friend was giving share, he didn't want a mashir. He flies him in a private jet to the Super Bowl. Now, it sounds like the game was an exciting game. And at the end, the Giants won. And when you go to a game, especially a Super Bowl game, you start becoming buddies with the guys around you. I mean, you're all rooting for the same team. There's camaraderie. There's excitement. And my friend said he was sitting next to a guy, and they're all excited, and all the fans are going meshuggah. And then all of a sudden, he notices that Bob is crying. And he turns to Bob and he says, Bob, what's the matter, Bob? Why are you crying? Because he notices that this crying is not like, you know, like you're breaking down out of... No, he's like, he's sobbing, like something like... He goes, he says, Arya, what are we going to do for the next 8 months without the Giants? Oh gosh. What are we going to do without the next 8 months without the Giants? He can't. His whole life is tied in to that moment. And the second he realizes that it's not there anymore, they won the Super Bowl. But the second that external factor is not there, people go on. I mean, you see people, they go on vacations. I had the schuss to be in Eretz Yisrael 12 years, and you go back and forth with your kids. My kids are pretty crazy. I mean, great kids, but they're... And on the plane, it's taka, you know, there are various kaparas that you can have. And one kapara you can have is taking kids on a plane. I mean, it's a very simple, you know, there are different things. You can fast on shaving, you take your kids on a plane. It's all good. I'll never forget so many times, you know, you're sitting next to people who are going on vacation. And like, how many times, like, I don't know, my kids are screaming. And like, one lady's like, can you get him to be quiet? Can you please? You know, we're trying to sleep. You know, like start, you know, I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot the crazy glue. I'm just going to get it in a second. I'm going to tape his mouth. Like, because their whole vacation, it needs to be, then they finally get, you can imagine, they get to the hotel, and then next door, there's also kids, so then everything is shtared, and they get down, and they want to go to the beach, and they're sitting there, and the sun, and all of a sudden, clouds come, and it starts raining, so they try to find something else, and you go, you just... Until you finally find that moment with that. So what can we do, Moira Rabbeisai, to attain Menuchas HaNefesh? What's the what's the way that we can attain this midah? We know it's so central, it's so important. Everyone's trying to attain it. Let's give a couple of eitzes with Siyat Deshmaya. Probably one of the most important ways of attaining Menuchas HaNefesh, famous Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim says on the Pasuk, V'hoyu Advarim Ha'ela Asher Anochi Mitzav Chayim Al Levavecha. He says, V'hoyu Advarim Ha'ela. When a person sits down to learn, and he's thinking to himself, how in the world am I going to finish this Masechta? How am I going to get through this Seder? It's so long, it's so grueling. V'hoyu Advarim Ha'ela. First realize there's nothing in the world right now. Zero, nothing, except these lines that are in front of you. Asher anoichi mitzavicha, that, and you're the only one in the world right now. It's only you, and hayayim, it's only today. When a person sits down, and he starts sitting down in a way that he's connecting to the moment, he's completely enveloped and engrossed in the hoiveh, in the current matzav that he's in. This is a shayrish of attaining Menuchas HaNefesh. When a person sits down to any given thing that he's doing, what the Yetzirah tries to do to us and to shter our equilibrium, our Menuchas HaNefesh is, all of a sudden, he wants you to start thinking about the past. Oh, that guy really, he was really annoying at lunch. And then, I'm already have my head in what I'm going to be doing during the break, during supper. And right now, I'm not able to tap in to write what's in front of me. A person, especially a bocher, you know, when you're a child, children dream. They think about the future. And Rachmana Litzlan, when people are older and they have no strength, they reminisce about the past. But when you're a bocher, when you're an adult, and you have the ability to live the present, you must zero in on the present. When a person lives his life in a way that he's zoned in on the present, on the hoiva, and he ignores completely and he washes out whatever happened, this is the shayrish of how a person can get to Menuchas HaNefesh. There are many pshatim when we say in Ma'ariv Aser, Satan Mulfaneinu Macharenu. I think one of the most basic pshatim is the Satan always wants us to think about what's lefaneinu, what's in front of us, how am I going to do this, and what am I going to be doing at 9:30, and then he also is me'achareinu. A guy, and this happens all the time, and I've been in yeshiva as a Rebbe, and you see this all the time. A guy wakes up. He misses Shacharis, right? So he already feels bad. I mean, he feels, you know, not does he feel bad. He feels already he lost his day because it's 10:30. There's no greater Yetzirah Baisai. There's no greater shter to Menuchas HaNefesh for a person. It's 10:30. You're right, it's 10:30. But you have a whole day ahead of you. You cannot let a 2 hour, 3 hour break in the day, stare your entire day. You now need to get up and say, I have a full day ahead of me. Sometimes a guy sits down to Seder and he sees it's 4:30 and you look at the clock and you're going out of your box. I have another 2 hours left to Seder. How am I going to do this? Right now, you have 5 minutes. That's it. These 5 minutes. Forget about 6:30. Don't look at 6:30. It stares. It undermines your entire Menuchas HaNefesh. Shabbos. We know Chazal tell us, Sheshes Yomim, the Pasuk tells us, Sheshes Yomim Tavir Vasisa Kol Melachtecha. Yom HaShviyi Shabbos LaShem Aleikecha. Shabbos is a Yom of Menucha, like we'll talk about soon. Chazal say, V'yasisa kol melachtecha, you finished all your work? Zogt Rashi from Chazal, a person when Shabbos comes needs to look at it as if all his melach is done. There's nothing. I'm zoned in. Menucha Shabbos means I'm zoned in on today. I'm not thinking about Maitzei Shabbos. I'm not allowed to even talk about it. I'm not talking about Maitzei Shabbos. And I'm not allowed to relate. All your malach is done. That allows me to zone in to the present. I always tell my Talmidim, I know when it comes to this yeshiva as well, it's already to talk about what's going to happen when you're going to have a bias, when you have a mishpacha. I'm telling you this, I do this kimat every day. I do this to myself. I talk to myself about this point. I'm going to tell you what I tell myself. I tell my Talmidim this all the time. I have a long day in yeshiva, Baruch Hashem. My Talmidim are not little Edel Kanadel boys that say, Vevi, whatever you want, I'm going to do. They don't. I love them to death. I do. They're the best. But it's a full day in yeshiva. It's a full day. I get home. It's 8:15. Okay? I have to go out at 9:30 to start preparing shiur. I have an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and a half in my house. If I walk into this house that I'm with my kids, my wife, my family, thinking about the past, thinking about what happened today, thinking about all the lachats, or I walk into that house and I already am out the door at 9:30, I've lost my opportunity to spend time with my children, to talk to them, to do homework with them. Oh, hurry up, let's go, no, you don't know 5 plus 8, come on, let's go. But Dad, what's going on? Come on, I gotta give shiur, hurry up. And you'll see this all the time. People are belachats. They're in so much, you can't even appreciate the moment. Your kids that you spend your whole day working for, you spend your tefillahs davening for, and they're in front of you, and you can't even appreciate them. Because you have your head on, yeah, I need to be out, hurry up. You had a rough day at work. Shouldn't sacrifice your relationship with your children. This is the now. You got to tap into that. Rav Shimshon Pinkus says, "Amar de Gazach and Shabbos Malkus Ha'afu de Gazach." When it comes to menucha, and it very much applies to how to attain menuchas hanefesh, another etza. The first time we encounter menucha in the Torah is menucha Shabbos. State, when it comes to menucha Shabbos, we know menucha Shabbos, says Reb Shimshon Pinkus, comes after a bittul of the Yemei HaMelacha. When a person leaves the world of melacha, he leaves the mundane. He enters into a world of ruchnius. He enters into a world that's outside of physicality. He's done with the sheishes yemei melacha. He's entering into an entire new world. When a person starts entering into a world of pnimius, he's out of the world of gashmi. This can get a person into menuchas hanefesh. So many people, their shter menuchas hanefesh is because they live with the sheishes yomim tavoid. So many of us, we define ourselves based on things on the outside, and we're running after these things. We define ourselves, a guy walks in, a guy buys a suit. This happens all the time. I'll tell you, I'm embarrassed. When I was probably your age, I'm sure I had this. I remember. Guy buys a fresh suit. He goes out, he gets, obviously, it needs to be cut and tailored perfectly so that, obviously, slim fit. With all the ganze geschäft, everything looks perfect. And he gets the socks that match his tie with the polka dots that matches this, and the whole everything is perfect. And he thinks, I look fresh. And you do look fresh. You know what the only thing is? Because of the fact that this is where you think you're at, all of a sudden, your friend Yanko walks in with an even fresher suit. And now, every single cent that you spent on your suit, with the tie matching the socks, with the polka dots of the socks matching the patterns in your, and you were ready, and you thought this was it, and now now your friend has it, and your whole life is tied into this, and you're running from place to place. The Yetzer Hara has us. With Taiva Yevakesh Nifrod, a person who lives a life of Taiva, the Yetzer Hara has us running around from place to place. It's pashut unbelievable. You're all over the place. I'm running from here to there, and my whole way that I define myself, our bait, and what's a chill for me and what's fresh for me is based on externalities. I'm telling you, you'll never find menucha in what you're doing in life, what you're wearing in life. When you're mevatel the sheshes yemei hamaisa, the sheshes yemei malacha, then you could tap into menucha. Who's being controlled? They say to my talmidim. Now, when I was a kid, they had this thing. It was a box, and you watched things on it. And there was a big thing in the mishpacha, okay? When you sat down to watch on this thing, there was one question. Who has the remote? Who's got the remote? Whoever had the remote, from thing to thing to thing, and that was it. And he had control. Yeah, until you beat him up, then he had control. He had control. Who has the remote, Rabbi Isai? Who has the remote in your life? Who has the remote? Does the whole world have the remote control over each one of us? Telling us what to wear, and telling us how to act, telling us how to talk, or do we have the remote control on our own life? That's Menuchas HaNefesh. When you're in control, not being controlled. Because when you're being controlled, you're just all over the place. I mean, I still have time. My Talmidim were telling me, I was once at a football game watching my Talmidim. And of course, this never existed when I was a kid. The kids on the team, they would have been kicked off the team in a second. They're on the team, they're watching a football game of instead of watching and cheering for your team, they're watching and watching. It's like, Rebbe, you gotta, this is red zone. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, red zone. I don't know what you're saying. So he's like, Rebbe, there's this thing that you can watch 5 games at once every single time that you're in a certain, the 15, I don't know what yard line, your 20 yard line, you can see every hush of it. You're all over the place. When I was a kid, You were stuck watching that game. That was it. This is the game. Zehu, you're focused. I don't even know. You don't know what fan a guy is anymore. Are you what fan are you? No, I watch it. I'm all over the place. And no place at the same time. There's a pasuk in Chumash, Rabbi Boisai. It's so yesidistic. Vayar menucha kitoiv vayet shechmoy lizbol. Says by Yisachar, he saw that menucha was good, vayet shechmoy lizbol. Why did he vayet shechmoy lizbol? Everyone asked the obvious question. If he saw menucha was so good, having this unbelievable restful life is good. So why did you bend your shoulder, lisbol, to bear the burden? What does that mean, vayet shechmoy? Vayet shechmoy, I think, I didn't see this anywhere. I'm sure it's out there. A person wants menucha. A person wants menuchas hanefesh. He wants a settled mind. He wants to be a settled human being. He wants to not J-chilled. He wants to be chilled. You know what you need to do? Vayet shechmai. You need a little bit of humility. You need to start getting in touch with yourself. So many people, and I hold this as probably the biggest shter to Menuchas HaNefesh that I've seen, is the way we try to project ourselves to everyone else, even though that's not the case. I can't tell you the pain that people must go through when on the outside they're projecting themselves being one way and on the inside they're the other way. There's no greater turmoil that a person can have in his life that he's leading a double life. On the outside, because he's got to stand with his shoulders, he's got to show everybody that I'm like this and like that. And on the inside, he's completely not that way. A person, you want to go ahead and find yourself, there's going to be vayet shechmeis in your life, Rabbi Isai. In order to encounter yourself, and in order to go ahead and find the real you, you're going to encounter times of vayet shechmeis. You're going to encounter times that are going to be very hard. And people are going to say, oh, what a nebuch. They're nebuchs! They're the nebuchs! You're the gadol. You're going through a hard time. Vayet shechmeis. You're going to find your menucha because you're going to find yourself. And you'll be at peace with yourself. You'll have inner peace. We live in a world that everyone stands with their shoulder. This is the world of shidduch resumes. What can I put on? And everything. We're all, of course. He wears a white shirt, he does this, and he only did this, everything he did right. These guys, when I hear, he did everything right. Baloney! Balagna! Who wants to hear that? Who needs to hear that? You want to tap into your menucha? You want to have inner peace with yourself? At this tender young age, Rabbi, a little vayet shechmeis, it's so healthy for you, and it's so real. It's so real, and you'll be at peace with yourself instead of being the guy who's driving around a Lexus when he can't even pay his kids' tuition. How do you think a guy like that feels? Be real. And then you'll tap into your real menuchas hanefesh, my Rabbi Isai. This is the aside. And this is the place where you guys are going to do it. The Yeshiva HaKadosha. This Yeshiva. Yeshiva HaDeres HaTorah is built. And all yeshivas, but we're here. And there's something special here. You're in a place where you can find yourself. You're in a place where you don't have to be afraid to encounter an assignment and admit that you have this problem and that problem. And you have plenty of good, by the way. That's a total different story, and you have a lot to hold yourself up. But this is the place, this is the yeshiva, to find your yeshiva das, and menuchas hanefesh. I give everybody a birchas hedger, a bracha, that in yeshiva, you guys steig, you grow, and you're learning Yavudas Hashem, and that through all the nesyanis that you have in yeshiva, the times, the trials, the tribulations, those days that are hard, you realize that there's greatness inside of you that is going to come from these vayet shechmeis. I wake up, and it's hard. I have a gruesome day ahead of me. Just seize the moment, these 5 minutes, tap into them, and you'll find your godliness, you'll find your greatness. Thank you very much.